the CDC issuing some new recommendations to allow your kiddos to return to school, and all they have to do so is prove they're fully vaccinated against COVID. To tell us more, we turn to Dr. Benjamin Rothstein. Good morning, Dr. Ben.
Good morning.
So, okay, kids then need to be fully vaccinated against COVID to return to school. What if they're not? Can he or she still go to school?
Yeah, of course they can. They have to wear masks and stay separated by 3 feet from each other. So the vaccine, it's not a simple thing because 12 years old and up, they're required to get vaccinated if they want to go to school, or they can mask themselves. Below the age of 12, they have to wear a mask and, of course, stay separate from each other.
So those are my options. I either have my kid get vaccinated and or go to school with a mask and stay separate from everyone. I got to ask, Doc, do you feel like this is the responsible thing to do, requiring these vaccines for kiddos?
It seems all over the top. I mean, look at the data. There's the safety studies. I don't really care if it works or doesn't work. My first concern, as says the medicine, is primidone serum. First, do no harm. Are they really that safe? And is it really that necessary? There are so many good treatments now out for the COVID. It's basically an almost a non-issue.
Mm-hmm.
You have ivermectin, work extremely effective. There's new things that came out of Israel with a nasal spray, which is 95% effective in getting rid of the COVID virus with a nasal spray. That's better than penicillin for strep throat. I mean, there's treatments out there that makes the vaccine really obsolete, especially in young people. In young people, they really don't need it. They can do quite well. They take the treatments for it, and they don't need it. That's the biggest problem.
Well, then I'd love to get your thoughts on this. Where or how, I don't know, you know, do we draw the line between, you know, public safety and human rights?
Oh, boy, that is such a serious question. Because on the one hand, people dying from the COVID shot, from COVID, but the reality is they weren't being treated properly. That's reality. They weren't being given ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. They weren't given these many treatments they have, what's it called? Frankincense, the great anti-inflammatory for it. And there's ways of treating it. So I think the public safety issue is really almost a non-issue, because if they're treated properly, people do not have to die and get so sick from COVID. They don't have to get it. So when they start reaching the world, you cannot make decisions on your own anymore. We have a human rights violation because where's the safety studies? Where's long-term safety outcomes? We have so much data showing how the spike protein is now showing up in the heart. All these young men getting myocarditis.
Mm-hmm.
And 21% of the guys who get it will not recover. 79% will recover from myocarditis, but 20% will not. And then you're going to eventually get a heart transplant eventually. So we're talking about serious issues with vaccines. And also we see it showing up in the ovaries. Would these girls become infertile? We don't know. We don't know what's going to happen with the people yet. And to impose this on people, it really is a question of violation of human rights.
Doc, with everything you've said, because you've said a lot, you've talked a lot about treatment options that are out there that not many people talk about. You've talked a lot about the side effects regarding the COVID-19 vaccines, which, again, not a lot of people talk about. I kind of want to put you on the spot, and I hope that's okay. I'd love to ask you, from your professional opinion, do you think the COVID vaccine is even necessary?
No.
Wow.
I don't think it's necessary.
I've never been able to get a doctor to come on the air and say that to me.
I know why people do it. I understand the panic and the fear. There's such fear-mongering and such holding back information. I understand why people get the shot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't condemn them. I understand. Necessary? It's not necessary. It's not necessary. We don't have to have it. There are many ways to treat it, preventative ways of preventing the disease. And with a lack of safety studies and with the number of side effects coming, and number of deaths as a result of the COVID shot, I cannot endorse it.
Dr. Ben, I appreciate you coming on the air this morning for being A, so honest, and B, so transparent. It's actually really refreshing to have a doctor on this morning being as transparent as yourself. So I appreciate your time.
You're quite welcome. A pleasure.
That is Dr. Benjamin Rothstein. He's served 3 years as a captain in the U.S. Army researching vaccines and infectious diseases. Plus, he's been a physician in primary care for 40 years.
Podcasts by Federated Media.